Like to call to order the regular September 19th, 2013 meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees at 7:05 p.m. And I would like to call on Mr. Bob Moon to give us the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bob. Fiscal officers report.
Yes, ma'am. A couple of things. We have bank reconciliation for the month end August 31st. Everything is balanced with the exception, so I guess it's not balanced. There's a 12-cent posting error on check number 10849. Should have posted $313.68, posted $313.56. Lori Wood, our banker at First Merit, our business banker, corporate banker, said they will make the error credit on the next bank track, so we'll be over on the next one. So that'll be all taken care of. Right now we have balance $15,908,851.99. And the way that breaks out is in a pooled investments, there's $10,888,621.57 with a checking balance of $5,020,230.42. So I'll have these for your review at the end. And the newest procedure is the Monday after you sign these, they'll be emailed to the fiscal audit committee back Monday, every month. That way we'll always have the most current ones in the hands of the fiscal
audit. Okay.
I clarified that with Donna today.
Okay.
Next, I have I need a motion, or I'd like to have a motion to approve meeting minutes from April 4th regular trustee, April 18th regular trustee, and May 2nd special trustee that you've had a chance to review.
Yes. All right. Is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for April 4th, 2013 regular trustee meeting, April 18th, 2013 trustee meeting, and May 2nd, 2013 special trustee meeting.
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Bartholomew.
Aye.
Motion carries. And at this time, rather than go into, this really is new business, so why don't we have, we had put this under administration, but we have gentlemen here from the Lake of the Woods Water Company, and at this time, come forward and whatever you would like to do to explain, you want to lead off, Paul?
Listen, we'll just hand them the...
About a week ago, the county engineer's office gave me a call and asked if our township trustees would like to sign a letter of support for the transfer of a private road in our township over to the township's road inventory. About 6 months ago, the township, along with members of Lake of the Woods and the county engineer's office, met over on Duncan's Glen. We walked the roadway, and the question was, what's needed to take this road over and have it accepted into the township's inventory? The county engineer's office has done a inspection of the roadway and created a punch list that residents in Lake of the Wood have in their possession, and their road committees are working on that punch list. And so things are coming down now to a point where they're finalizing anything needed to meet the township standards. And so it will soon, after everything's finalized on their engineer's checklist, be presented to the county commissioners for their consideration. From my understanding, the county commissioners won't take the road over unless the township here is fully behind the proposal. So they're looking for your input, if you're willing or not, to write a letter of support saying, if all the conditions are met, would you accept this road into your road inventory? The section of the road is about 0.2 of a mile, or maybe less, a little more than 0.2 of a mile. So it runs from Red Bank Road down to the first stop sign on Duncan's Glen. So, and I'll let some of the residents here speak up.
Just hand here
this
the,
evening.
Well, I think Paul has certainly. I'm sorry.
Bob, I'm sorry. Just if you could state your name and then your address.
Robert Moon, 9050 Robin Hood Circle, Westerville.
Thank you.
And I think Paul has certainly outlined that the crux of the issue. Jim and I are members of the soon-to-be former Lake of the Woods Water Company. For many years, you probably know that we had our own private water company back in Lake of the Woods, operated it, we believe, successfully for a long time, but the requirements, EPA requirements and so forth, became more and more stringent to the point that it was no longer feasible for us to continue to operate that private water company. So we sold the water operation to Delco, and they're servicing our neighborhood now. Once that was done, the decision was made to, actually part of that transaction was we were just going to wind down the water company. Any assets that we had would be disposed of, and any money left in the treasury would be given to return to the members who actually had paid a tap fee when they bought their homes. So we found ourselves with a little bit of money in the treasury, not nearly as flush as yours, but a little money in the treasury and certain parcels of land, one of which was Duncan's Glen. So it became clear that we had to dispose of that in order to close out the water company and make these disbursements. So where we find ourselves today is asking, as Paul said, your support as we go to the Delaware County Commissioners and ask that they take ownership of that road. And we've done, I think, a pretty significant amount of work already in terms of determining what needs to be done with the commissioner's help, with the engineering department's help. We've identified a contractor to do that. We've had a survey done of the road. The old pins that were put in, 50 years ago, I suppose, Jim and I went out actually with a metal detector and an old plot map. And doggone it, we did a pretty good job. I think we found like five of them. But we couldn't find them all, so we had to actually have a surveyor come in and do that. So those have all been marked. The engineers who were, I think, Paul, you met, and certainly you know Doug Riedel, and they were very enthusiastic about it. They said of all the roadways that they have been asked to consider, this Duncan's Glen property, because we had done a recent resurfacing, was among the best they'd ever seen. So I think we can say without question we have their support. So that kind of is the background and the reason, and so we can answer any questions you might have, or try at least.
Any questions that the trustees may have?
When's the last time that it's actually been repaved overall?
7 years ago?
6 or 7 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't tar and chip. I mean, it was taken down and actually repaved.
Right.
So
okay.
It also meets all the requirements in terms of width. The easements are already in place. We had those easements, so they'd be transferred as well.
This would be a township road, even though given over to the county. I mean, but it would be ours to maintain. And that's why we're here. I mean, the letter of support is one thing,
yes.
But it'll be our road.
The county is interested in taking, they'll take all through streets. Since this is pretty much leading to a dead-end area, they're not interested in this roadway.
Okay.
But they would give it to the township for our road inventory.
So it would go to the county then.
Right. We might also mention neither Jim nor I live on Duncan's Glen, but we took it upon ourselves with the advice of the Delaware County Engineering Department to actually canvass the residents on Duncan's Glen. And we have already a majority of the residents have said that they do support this. They see advantages to themselves because the if the township slash county takes over the road. So the, there is support from the neighborhood, and we're in the process now of getting more signatures from other residents in Lake of the Woods who don't live on the road, but we all have to use that road to get back to Robin Hood Circle or White Oak or whatever.
So that really is the main thoroughfare into...
That's correct.
We do have a plat survey here that was just done that shows, you know, all the easements and everything. We've got the Mylar copy we'll have to have. So we've got all the stuff we need to go to the commissioners when we do, but we just thought that the engineers thought we should work through Paul and see if you guys would have any questions.
So I understand. So the engineer had a punch list.
Yes.
And so everything's been knocked out on that list then? Everything...
Not yet. No, we're not finished with it. The punch list is fairly small. There's a couple places that need to be patched. We need to put in new stop signs that meet current county code, striping in front of where the stop signs are currently. We have stop signs, but there's no stripe that says, you know, this is the place you have to stop. So there's some trees that need to be trimmed, some posts that residents have actually put in their yards that have to be taken out because they're in the easement. So it's a fairly small list and I think an easily accomplished list. And we have the money, by the way, as I think somebody said already, we have a road fund that's been established for many, many years. And the road fund has more than adequate funds to take care of those changes. And that's been authorized by the residents.
So it sounds like the road itself is pretty much up to spec. It's more like the ancillary stuff. It's the trees, it's the signage, and the striping.
There's an area where there needs to be a patch made that it's around one of the mailboxes. You could see it's a little more than the crack seal could handle. I think they're going to cut it out and redo it the correct way. So if that's taken care of, everything would look pretty good.
And that is under contract. Yeah, so it's just a matter of...
Hard to get the guys out. They always get jammed up this time of year. Everybody wants it done before it gets cold. And I guess we should mention also that we
have not actually done the signage yet and worked on the trees and stuff, because it's a little different in that we have to go to the Delaware County Court to disband in the water company. And so we want their blessing. And so... nobody has said there's going to be any problem with that, but we can do the signage real quick. We're going to patch the road no matter what. We can do the signage. We can cut the trees down fairly quick. So we've just kind of waited, because you'd hate to have some fly in the ointment that says you can't do this, and then you've spent all the money on the signs. But we're going to do all that stuff because the commissioners won't take it. Delaware won't take it until we do.
Bob or Jim, how many other roads, I mean, I've been back in through there, but I'm not back in there a lot. How many other road streets are back in that area that, and I guess, are residents content having the roads as private roads, or is this something that could be leading to, you know, we do Duncan's Glen and then there's additional roads that might be coming in the future?
Well, as you might expect, there's no unanimity on that.
Pardon?
That's not a unanimous...
I can't imagine.
I would say, first of all, Duncan's Glen, of course, as we talked with the county engineering people, Duncan's Glen is the only road that actually would meet the requirements. So even if there was a Robin Hood Circle, if Oakwood Point, White Oak, any of those roads wanted to go, they basically have to tear up the entire roadway, rebuild it, make it wider, deeper. So from a practical standpoint, that just can't happen.
Right.
But I think most people, it's a little unique. Robin Hood Circle, where we live, in Barb's part of Duncan's Glen, the property owners actually own the roadway. So the width of my lot, I own to the center of Robin Hood Circle. So by the deed, it's theoretically my responsibility to keep that paved. And of course, what we've done is form associations and road funds so that we put in money periodically to have avoid big assessments. But over the years, we've had to repave those roads, and we paid for it ourselves. And frankly, I think many, if not most, of the residents are okay with that. And they moved there. They knew that's what the deal was. It's not a surprise. And there's I would say a lot of folks have a kind of a little independent streak, but, you know, that's fine. We'll take care of it. We had our own water. We had our own roads. We can get along very well. Thank you.
I think we should mention, too, that the one reason this seems to be fairly logical move to Duncan's Glen is used by all the people that come back into that development. And so we all of our different associations pay into a road fund to maintain Duncan's Glen now. Plus, we have our own road funds for each individual street. So it really makes sense to get rid of this. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have to worry about that. We just focus on our own roads then. And each, we don't have, the associations could disagree on what they want to do on the roads. They don't have to worry about all agreeing about how they're going to take care of Duncan's Glen. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Maybe I should add that I said that we all own our section of the road. Mm-hmm. What makes that section of Duncan's Glen unique is that there were no houses ever built there until fairly recently. When the developer came in and built those houses, he, unbeknownst to him, also took ownership of Duncan's Glen. And the houses then were never, the property owners never had the ownership. They had to do something with that. And we said in the water company, it goes back 10 years, 15 years, okay, well, we'll take it, because it was the only common entity within the whole Lake of the Woods subdivision. And so that's how we came to own that thing in the first place.
Any other questions for trustees? Okay. I will abstain from the vote since I live in Lake of the Woods and would be using this road, so it will just be a two-person vote, and I will entertain a motion either way.
What you're doing this evening is just, if you agree to write a letter in support of the commissioners accepting this into the township's road right away.
So with regard to the punch list, though, I mean, the commissioners, they're going to make that contingent on their approval. Yeah. So
they're not going to take it unless it's done.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
It comes to us.
Okay. So that'll be, that goes without saying that the punch list will be met. So okay. I'll offer a motion then to try to think out how I would word this, to
have the township write a letter of support.
To have the Board of Trustees craft a letter of support endorsing the transfer of ownership of Duncan's Glen from Lake of the Woods
Water
Company to Genoa Township?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Discussion? Any more discussion? All in favor? Or I'm sorry. Roll call.
Gemhart?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Abstain?
Mr. Carfon?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great work.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing all that data with you, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing the materials and the data.
No appealing.
Yeah.
You're welcome to
Thank
stay.
You.
You know,
You're welcome to stay there. Someone wants to watch football, I heard, but I can't imagine.
Just get stuff done.
All right.
Yeah. Oh.
I was going to say,
right.
It was a beautiful pot roast.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
yeah, right.
Thanks, Bob. Jim.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and is there any other public comment tonight for the record?
Sir, you in the back, sir?
Hearing none.
You're sure.
Yeah, right. Hearing none, we will proceed then with the new business, please.
Great. A letter came in today addressed to the township, and it contained a donation to the Halloween function of the township, and I'd like the board to accept this donation. It's a $100 donation from Fairdean Commons.
Oh, wow.
So if the board wishes to accept that, I will.
Okay. Is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I graciously move to accept the $100 donation from Faradine Commons for use at our Halloween party.
Oh, that's great.
Second.
Discussion.
Just want to continue to thank Faradine for their continued support of the township. They're always there for us, and we greatly appreciate it.
Really kind of them.
Yeah. Fred and Ron do tremendous business.
Right.
Very fortunate to have them in the township, and
yes,
very grateful for their partnership with us.
Right. Linda, too.
Linda.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great. Thank
Please.
You. I'm putting on my police hat here first
this
evening, representing Chief Gamble. The chief has a couple requests for some vehicles this evening. He sent the board a memo last week, and I'll read it for the board. Because of high mileage as well as the cost of maintenance, the police department is requesting two vehicles in the fleet to be replaced. Cruiser number 65 is the supervisor's sport utility vehicle. We'd like to replace the 2006 Ford Explorer with a 2014 Chevy Tahoe from Byers Chevrolet in Columbus, who has a current state contract. This vehicle will be equipped and utilized as a temporary command post should the occasion arise. The current Cruiser 65 will replace Cruiser 60 in a current vehicle used by the school resource officers. Secondly, Cruiser 70 is a 2007 Crown Victoria with approximately 113,000 miles on it. We are requesting to replace this vehicle with a 2014 Dodge Charger from Grieve Chrysler and Van Wert, who has the current state contract. We are requesting that an additional $32,000 be appropriated from the capital fund for the cost of vehicles and equipment. Once replaced, Cruisers 60 and 70 will be removed from the fleet. So this evening, Chief's asking for a couple vehicles to be purchased.
Okay.
I'll offer a motion that we can discuss. Madam Chair, I motion to amend the 2013 permanent appropriation for the Police Capital Projects Fund capital outlay from $80,000 to $112,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Just to clarify, so this is the Police Capital Fund.
Yes.
Okay. The one cruiser has 113,000 miles.
Yes.
I mean, it's my understanding we're trying to kind of stretch the mileage on those vehicles to, like, I thought it was almost 150 at one point. Are we having a lot of service problems with them?
What's happening is that the maintenance cost right around this point starts going up because of transmission issues, motor issues, and things, running vehicles hard when they have to be run hard. So feeling to replace them a little sooner than what we were expecting. So it is their mobile moving offices that they use for the township.
Paul, it says here we're requesting an additional $32,000 be appropriated from the capital for the cost of vehicles and equipment. So this will be street ready when we get it. It'll have the light bars, all of that. It'll turn it into a police car, or aren't we sure?
I'm not sure if it's 100%. I'm sure that striping will need done on these to make it the Genoa Cruiser. They will come in with light bars.
Is that what it says? Skid plates.
Yeah, it looks like the Charger will have two-tone paint. I don't see that on the topo. Maybe it's not going to happen. I just didn't know if this was street ready or if the additional $32,000 or whatever they're asking.
Mm-hmm. It'll probably need a light bar
If there's not one that would fit it, that's the thing. They have to fit some of these light bars and cameras and things to each cruiser, so.
Are there things you take? Well, yeah, I'm sure there are. From the old cruisers to the new, obviously not the paint.
Yeah.
And, let's see.
Paul, a question I have. So we're taking the permanent appropriation from $80,000 to $112,000.
Yes.
Okay, so now obviously these cars don't cost $112,000. The one, the Chevy Tahoe, is $30,453. The Charger is $25,587. So it's $56,000.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take. So then, do we know what the rest of the $112,000 is going to be spent on it?
I don't know if there's money appropriated there for the Harley this year. I know that we missed the deadline for purchasing the Harley earlier in the year, and that's probably going to be the Harley purchase that we received insurance money on that we're going to be bringing the fleet back to the second one.
I guess, is it normal to ask for a supplemental appropriation before the money runs out? Does that make sense?
Some of these cruisers take so long. A lot of times they go into the new year, so you can appropriate it that way. I don't know what the lead time is. I know through the Tahoe, through the fire department, it's been months and months to get that vehicle in here. So typically, maybe he's accounting for three vehicles this year with the Harley, which would account for the difference.
I guess I would just ask that, you know, in the future for both police and fire,
really,
I mean all the vehicles we acquire, if we could have a breakdown of what vehicle costs are and then what the auxiliary equipment going in, so we have really a full package of, you know, what's it going to cost us to get that vehicle on the street operational. I mean, I know it may be difficult to do that, but even just a ballpark, I think would be good.
Certainly.
I guess, too, just to be a little bit more clear about Rick's question, too, in that, you know, what we're being asked to approve are the purchase, those two purchases come to about $55,000, but yet we're increasing for $32,000, and yet, you know, I mean, why? I don't understand. Like, if it's 55, and then we've already got 80 in it, and you're saying that maybe that the difference might be for a Harley.
Harley.
But then why do we increase? I mean, a Harley couldn't be that much.
I'm not sure if there was any other capital improvement that he's already accounted for this year that was from that fund. I know they had been doing some flooring over there.
Uh-huh.
I know he put in a new air conditioning system because, remember, Chief Taylor asked for that to be replaced. So there are things other than the vehicles appropriated out of this account. So
now, if we decide to wait on a further explanation, then we would meet again on the 1st, October 1st. So I don't know if is this something that needs to be done tonight?
I don't think there's a deadline.
Okay.
So if you want to hold for the next meeting, Chief will be here with more details.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, but I'll...
Yeah, I mean, if we're not rushed.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It just seems I don't quite understand either why we're increasing.
And also, Paul, if we could have just an inventory of what our current fleet and what the new purchases is.
Okay.
I mean, I know there's a lot of miles put on, you know, on the cars, but I mean, $113,000 seems like we could get another year out of them.
I'm pushing $160,000 on my Accord. But
I know.
I'm not chasing bad guys.
Wow.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we definitely want safe vehicles. Our officers out there in safe vehicles, and not only for the officers, but for the public too.
Right.
But,
right.
So okay.
Certainly. Okay, we'll get some more
Okay, yeah, I mean, our meeting comes in such a short
on the first
time, basically.
Great.
On the first.
Paul, one more question related to this would just be, so the motion is technically to increase the permanent appropriation, but
I think we're missing step B.
Which would be the actual.
Yes. The
purchase order.
Yeah.
The clerk that was assisting me with the script today wasn't feeling well, and I think she was rushing to run to bed. So we might have, I was going to mention that to you, that there's a part B to this information.
So I should probably withdraw my motion. I will go ahead and withdraw my motion.
Okay.
All right. Need to vote on that or not.
Is that okay with the second?
Yeah, fine.
Then we don't have
right.
to. Yeah. Okay, withdraw.
Table that to the first meeting.
Okay. We'll take it up then at our October 1st meeting. Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Nothing under maintenance, development, and zoning this evening.
Okay.
So we can move ahead and right. Nothing under fire either.
Okay.
Under administration this evening, we have our annual renewal for our general liability insurance. There's no increase in the premium this year. The only thing we've increased was coverage. We just added a new fire truck and a couple of the other pieces of equipment that Bob's added with the little excavator and the vehicles that have been added on this year from the maintenance. So pretty much 0% rate increase because of premium. It's all exposure increase. So this time I'd like to recommend the board approve the annual general liability insurance premium.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I will motion to approve the 2013 to 2014 general liability insurance renewal and authorize a purchase order to Reinhardt Walter Danner in the amount of $66,652 for the 2013-2014 general liability insurance renewal.
Second.
Okay, $66,752. Okay, discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Right.
And we have a purchase order?
Yes. Annual purchase order for the open house fire safety Halloween event that we hold over down the street. Purchases for supplies, candy, gifts, drinks, cookies, everything needed to make the goblins and ghosts happy.
Okay. That goes really far. Is there a motion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve the amount of $3,000 for the fire open house supplies as part of the Halloween, Township Halloween celebration.
Okay, blanket purchase order.
Blanket purchase.
Okay, is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Just a note on a typo for fishing day is actually the 21st.
Tonight.
Yeah, you know, one thing, noting the weather forecast for Saturday, it's like 60% rain for Saturday morning. I don't know, did we have a rain date?
No, not for fishing day. In fact, the fish are wet coming out of their
mouths. We have a fishing expert.
Carl, should we go on to the event, rain or shine?
I don't know what all was planned. I don't know how much setup is going to be required. And, but I would like to have committee or whoever is putting this together consider moving this to maybe late June, even May. It just seems like people are starting to get into the outdoors and fishing, and we don't have conflicts with football games and other activities. So I know we're trying to do other things different times of year. I know this is being looked at as part of annual hunting and fishing day, I think. And, but I don't know. I think it would be worth looking at maybe in early spring.
Okay.
Or early summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The only thing we've got Easter, and that's earlier, either, mm-hmm. you know, April at the latest, it's like the second
week in, probably even the first week in April, end of March, and then we don't have anything else. So it's certainly, yeah, as long as you say the fish are still biting.
Fish will be learn to go.
Okay.
They ain't going anywhere.
They're like a wet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Because I can remember we've had some beautiful days, but I can also remember we've had some really drizzly, rainy days, and that definitely cuts down. Even though, I mean, it rains in June, but yet it's probably going to be warmer, so. Okay, any other comments on that? Okay, there is a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting September 24th, 7 p.m. Road Levy Committee meeting September 26th, 7 p.m. Next regular trustee meeting October 1st, 7 p.m. Any other business?
We're going to meet on October 1st.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Oh, yes, thank you. October 1st, yes. Our meeting is on Tuesday, October 1st. Thank you, Pat.
One quick item, and this was a while back when our investment committee met, we had talked about doing another letter to some of the legislative offices, a letter of support. There was a piece of legislation that would empower townships if they so choose to invest in municipal bonds and corporate bonds.
Mm-hmm.
We're more interested on the municipal bond side of things.
Okay.
It's much more of a lower risk type option, but I'm going to be putting together a letter, basically the same exact letter that we had approved last time.
Okay.
To just kind of reiterate our interest. The last go around, it didn't pass. Mm-hmm. I think it's been reintroduced. So
okay.
If I have it ready in time, I will try to have it ready by October, the next October meeting. But I would be interested in you guys at least taking a look at it and hopefully endorsing it.
Sure. Okay. Anything else? Right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I'll make that motion. I move to adjourn at 7:42 p.m. Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Motion carries. We adjourn.